Petersburg Medical Center CEO Phil Hofstetter kicked off the town hall meeting with a warning about the big numbers.
Now, the purpose of today's meeting is not, and I'll repeat this because you will have sticker shock on this, trust me, is not to talk about or vote on or ask for funding from the taxpayer to pay for a facility. That is not the approach that we would want to take.
Hofstetter explained instead the hope was to present research that's been done on the project so far and discuss the kind of facility consultants think is needed here. The medical center last year won a grant from the Denali Commission to complete a master plan and hired NAC Architecture to complete that document. The company's Dan Jardine explained the hope for the planning effort.
The purpose of the master plan is really to figure out how the hospital can stay a viable partner and provide the best possible health care for this community.
Consultants have reviewed services the community wants at the hospital and the space needed for each of those functions in a new building. They've also compared five possible sites, including the existing downtown location. Two other possibilities are on either side of Haugen Drive next to the Fire Hall and the Petersburg Indian Association building. Another would be between Mountain View Manor and the ball fields, and a fifth would be at the north end of 8th Street across from the Lighthouse Church. The estimated costs for construction range from $66 million to nearly $79 million, depending on location. However, the architect also estimated overall project costs. That includes things like surveying, design, permitting, financing, moving expenses, and new furniture. That boosts the overall price tag to range from $92 million to $110 million. And that's the sticker shock that CEO Hofstetter was talking about.
You know, to me, it's about how are we going to pay for something like this? So the question of, can we do this on our own? Can we do it even in a bond? No, we cannot. We have to have an alternative way to look at it. And it's going to be difficult to be able to do that. But in order to go to a funder, we have to have a master plan, because that's the first question that they ask. And in order for us to even approach anyone, you know, that's the first thing that they will ask is a master plan. They also will want to know which site, you know, where it is. So they also want to know if they have community support for a project such as this. So those are the things that we really want to address today and talk about today.
Hofstetter said he'd do his best to secure funding once those other questions are decided. A number of residents who could find themselves with a new hospital next door spoke up about concerns. The architect Jardine was asked why go with a three-story building plan at the existing downtown site while building this hospital for an aging populace.
The downtown site is three levels for two reasons. One, because the site is sloping, so at different points around the perimeter of the site, you're going to be entering at a different elevation. And two, because it's a lot smaller than the other greenfield sites, and you have to pack a lot more program into that small site and stack it on top of one another just to make it work at that site.
Those greenfield sites are the four other locations of undeveloped land. A new facility there could be one story and cover a greater area. The downtown site is the most expensive option. It also scores the lowest based on a list of selection criteria by the consultant. And it would require a longer phased-in construction and require building where the museum is now and using that portion of 2nd Street behind the hospital. Elizabeth Hart is wife of KFSK station manager, works at the hospital, and lives next door to where the downtown facility would have to expand.
I would just like it taken into account that the downtown site is in the middle of the most historic neighborhood in Petersburg, and it would greatly change the dynamic there.
Others commenting asked about parking space that would be included and outdoor space for residents of the long-term care wing. Rin Schneider lives close to one of the Haugen Drive options and thought that building should be a two-story facility and take advantage of sunlight.
I would like to see one community-type room that's definitely accessible to long-term care, but to other patients and other people, that has light coming in from two sides, like the east and the south, or the west and the south. And as a person that lives right next to the North Haugen site, the magic of the sun and the warmth, you know, is just so important.
The planning effort also includes conceptual layout for the different sites. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.